Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, August the 8th, 2023. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the latest developments on the Zimbabwe elections, now just 2 weeks away, with opposition MDCT leader Douglas Monzora announcing he is pulling out of the presidential race, alleging unfairness by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC. Another presidential aspirant, Xavier Kasukwere, who was running on an independent ticket, also lost his bid for direct access to the Constitutional Court to challenge his disqualification from the race by the Supreme Court. Plus, the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, has launched its election manifesto this evening in Kwabulawayo, while manifesto-less ZANU-PF continues his campaigns elsewhere. Lichona njani Zimbabwe omuhle namhla kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection, sixoxa ngokhetho osolusalelwe ngamaviki amabili kuphela ukuthi lwenziwe. Namhla umkhokheli we-MDCT umnumzana Douglas Monzora wazise ukuthi usephuma kulolu khetho ngoba engaphathwa kuhle yiZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Ngakolunye uhlangothi, omunye njalo obefuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli umnumzana Xavier Kasukwere walelwe ukuthi afake isicelo sakhe edalele Constitutional Court ephikisa ukuvinjwa kwakhe ukuncintisa lidalele Supreme Court. Kwazi waibatereri mochirongwache Live Talk, The Connection, nasi tiriku tarisa nyaya ze sarudzo. Tiriku tarisa zwe nyaya yava Douglas Monzora mutungamiri webato re MDCT. Rino wabato rino pikisa vaziwisa nasi kuti vava mukubuda musarudzo idzi vachichema nekuti havazi kubatwa mushe neZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Kune rimwe vodivi vaSavior Kasukwere varambidzwa nedare reConstitutional Court nhasi kuti vakwize mapepa avo kana kuti magwaro avo kudare iri, vachipikisa mutongo weSupreme Court wekuti havafanirwi kukwikwiza musarudzo yekutsvaga mutungamiri wenyika. First, though, we have a conversation with two young Zimbabwean entrepreneurs who have been selected into the 2023 Anzisha Fellowship Program, a three-year fellowship that gives young business owners across Africa a great opportunity to grow their businesses and gain different skills through expert coaching. The lucky fellows are Tafadzwa Manyanye, who leads a company called Food Wealth Gain Shellers Investment, which provides shelling services to small grain farmers in the Lower Veld region of Zimbabwe. We also have Praise Shama Maliko, director of Balenias Private Limited, a company that produces juice and coffee from the baobab tree fruit. The Anzisha Fellowship is a partnership between the African Leadership Academy and MasterCard Foundation, launched in the year 2011 with the aim to, and I quote, support young people to choose entrepreneurship through a fellowship, celebrate their stories and watch how they transform their communities through scaling job generative businesses. We are now joined by our ancestral fellows, Praise Shama Maliko and Tafadzwa Manyanye. Welcome both, and thanks for joining us. I will start off with Tafadzwa. Tafadzwa, let me clarify one thing with you before we dive in. You provide shelling services to communities in Chirezi, but do you also manufacture these shelling machines, or you order them from other companies then provide the service?
Okay, thank you very much for the question. Currently, we have a local company that assembles the diesel horsepower engine and our thresher. So as a service providing company, we are currently only providing services to farmers. We do not sell the machines to them.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. And being part of this program so far, how much have you benefited?
I would say it's an amazing opportunity, particularly as a youth here in Zimbabwe, engaging in such programs that are regional, programs that engage the youth. I've learned a lot about how to manage a startup, how to run a business in an economy like Zimbabwe with various challenges for young people. And also with the support that we are given through the program, there is also mentorship. So we can easily engage with individuals that have the expertise in industry, and we are able to connect with them and ask them for information and guidance when we need it.
So take us through this program exactly. What are you learning and how are you doing it? Do you go to class? Do you have a mentor coming to your operations, to your company? How does it happen exactly?
So the Anzisha program is a three-year program for African entrepreneurs, young African entrepreneurs between the ages of 15 to 22. So you apply online to join in the fellowship, and once you are selected from a pool of over 2,000 applicants, only between 26 to 30 individuals are selected into the fellowship from countries all over Africa. And when you get inside the program, as I mentioned, it is a three-year program. Before you start your first year, you are exposed to an induction process, which is a one-week induction process with 10 days. 7 days you'll be going in online, and then the 3 days you'll be checked in into a local hotel in your country. So through the induction process, you get to learn about the organization, about the African Leadership Academy in South Africa that is currently running the Anzisha Prize, the wonderful team that you'll be connected with, and you'll be engaging with all the entrepreneurs are selected in the fellowship from all over the African continent.
Thank you, Tafadzwa, for now, and please do stay on the line as I bring in Praise Shama Maliko. Praise, how are you doing so far? How much would you say you've benefited from the Anzisha Fellowship?
Okay, good evening, and thank you for the question. So far, what I have managed to benefit from the fellowship, the ambassador classes, which we did through the induction program, where we were being taught on how to run a startup business, or we're being taught on how to manage a business, on how to create a market. as a more entrepreneur, and also getting more information from people who are already in the business and who are experts in the business. So.
Ungathi ulwazi elilutholayo kahle kahle ngokungena kulolu hlelo liluthola njani? Liyahamba khona le South Africa liyefunda, kube bakhona abaza kumankampanini bezolifundisa, luhamba njani kahle kahle?
Okay, kahle esikwenzayo ukuthi sabe sifunda online for these 2 years. Then after these 3 years, she turned around to South Africa for 2 weeks for our competitions. The last of the our competitions to win the prize. So, can you see, if I make our venture partners, if we were to reach the visa, it is our assignment, it is our master classes, the one to our visa, the like, it is the rest of the visa.
That's director of Banelius Private Limited, a company that produces juice and coffee from the baobab tree fruit. Ndivunze futi Shama Maliko Ipapo. Ndamengeni staurane zimwe samari zangu mu newsroom. Wachivunza wantu ko coffee inobikwa sei, inoitwa sei, ne baobab. Ungati sanangurira ipapo. Koshuviro yako nde ipausha buda after 3 years wa pina muchirongwa ichi. Unenge wakutarisira kuti unge wa pane chipi chinano wakuite ine kampani yako. Aha, okokugcina Maliko, ikampani yakho uthe ikobulawayo, ibest kobulawayo. Bangathanda ukubuza mhlawumbe abanye abangathanda ukufika, itholakala ngaphi kahle kahle exactly?
Alright, ikampani
Mbuza yona nje manufacturing lokuze niyena kobulawayo ingapi?
I-manufacturing itholakala eNorthview High School along the Cross Road.
All right. That's Praise Ishama Maliko, director of Balenius Private Limited. And it's okay, Kwamuri, Mkomata Fazwa, as we wrap up. Imimi Shuviro yenyu pa mucha peza chirongwa ichindei.
Imimi Shuviro yangu padisha peza chirongwa ichi. Ye kuti njingenda kaziro mabasa. Kune vamwe vangu. Naraunja and no Garana Muraunja, as well as also raised enough capital to excel the business and also put food with grain shellers on the next level.
Thank you. The end last question, Maliko. Eyakhwi company kobulawayo I employ abantu abangaki? Siyabonga. Mkomata Fazwa, yenyu company ine ma employees mangani?
Currently ine 7. Panotanga season tinenge tichiwedzera ma part-time employees.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so very much, Tafazwa Manyanye, and praise Ishama Maliko. Silifisela inhlanhla tinokushukira izwakanaka. Congratulations, and we wish you the best. Those are our Anzisa Mentorship Program Fellows. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now let's dive into our main topic. As said already, the Constitutional Court today refused to hear Xavier Kasukwere's challenge against his disqualification from the presidential contest by the Supreme Court. And MDCT leader Douglas Monzora has pulled out of the presidential race, alleging unfairness by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Ngatinzweiva Monzora vachitaura.
Kaona isusu kuti chekutanga pane delimitation yakaitwa zvechitsotsi neZimbabwe Election Commission. Isu se MDC takaendesa nyaya iyoyo kumatare, asi matare edzimhosva akaramba kutinzwa nekuti akachisidzirwa. Constitutional Court yakachisidzirwa. Chechipiri takaenda kuno isama candidates edu kunomination court. Zeki ndokubva yaisa zvimhinga mpini zvekuti titadze kubhadharira vanhu vedu. Naizvozvo yakaramba kuti tibhadharire vanhu vedu 87 makumi masere navanomwe. Zvichireva kuti mumakumi masere nemanomwe maconstituencies tinenge tisina vamiririri. Takaendesa nyaya iyi kumatare edzimhosva sebato rinotedzera mutemo. Matare edzimhosva akarasa nyaya yedu, asi kune mamwe mapato vaivapa kuti vanhu vakwikwidze. Isu vedu vari 87 vakarambidzwa kuti vakwikwidze. Naizvozvo takaona kuti sarudzo idzi dzakabirirwa. Ini sapresident weMDC handingabvume kuenda kusarudzo 87 wemakurukota angu vachirambirwa. Hongu kune 24 wakabvumirwa, asi kune 87 wakarambidzwa.
That was MDCT leader Douglas Monzora speaking to reporters today in Harare. In other political developments, opposition CCC leader Nelson Chamisa launched his party's manifesto in Bulawayo this evening. ZANU-PF, on the other hand, has said it will not produce any manifesto on paper this election cycle, saying its works speak for themselves. To discuss this matter tonight, we are joined by opposition CCC official in North America, Tim Moringai. We will also be joined by ZANU-PF activist Archford Guvuriro and MDCT youth deputy spokesperson Winfred Chenje Rai. Joining us now is Tim Moringai of the CCC. Tim, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you, Mr. Nkomo. Appreciate you.
Yes, we see that Chamisa is in Bulawayo this evening launching your party's manifesto. What's in this manifesto? What's the most important thing that you are promising Zimbabwe?
I think, like we have seen the manifesto being launched and more things to come to be explained, we know that the issue of land has been a pivotal crisis ever since the liberation struggle. That's why a lot of our mothers and fathers and brothers dedicated their lives to liberate our country. So, yes, we'll say that everything pivots around our land issue and the title deeds that the president is promising to give everybody.
The land issue, exactly. How are you going to address it?
Well, the one thing that is important to find out is, like, you know, your ancestral lands, wherever you are, is something that should never leave the name of your family or your future generation. So we begin over there, and then there'll be land audits and everything else to come around that to make sure that everybody is fairly and equitably emancipated.
Indaba yomnotho ke Moringai lizayiphatha njani ngoba hey umnotho ufile abantu bayakhala kabala msebenzi liza kulungisiza njani?
Hayi, into eqakathekileyo ukuthi sibe kwazi ngabantu beZimbabwe is ukuthi sile notho esabisayo kodwa silabantu abathatha imali zona lezo benza i-corruption bezifaka kwamanye amazwe amongst a few people. Siyakwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe can be the Switzerland of Africa kodwa kulabantu abafuna ukuthatha izimali zona lezi bezifake esikhwameni zabo banike iy'hlobo zabo benganike wonke umuntu. Siyabona ukuthi laphana kube le gold mafia bathi bona kuphuma 200 tons ezegolide. Singakhalkulate imali zona lezi zifika kuma 6-7 billion. I-6-7 billion ikwanisa ukuba yi-budget ye-national for the country.
Go bane bakaterera masekuru vana sekuru nanambuya vari kumaruva uku va Muringai vari kuti havazi kuziva munhu wekuvhotera musi wa 23 Nyamavhuvhu nekuti havasati vaona kuti voinda naChamisa kana kuti voinda navamunangagwa kana kuti voinda nani zvavo. Ndeapi mashoko amuri kuva amungada kuvataura pari zvino nezvamuri kuvavimbisa mumanifesto yamuri kulonja nhasi?
Ndiri kutaura nevanhu vari kumaruva maita basa vavankomo, vanhu vari kumaruva kumamisha, ana mbuya, ana sekuru, hanzvadzi neshamwari. Vamunangagwa vave mugovernment for 43 years. Saka hapana zvitsva zvamungaona zvavangauya nazvo after 43 years munhu mukuru, plus futi vanenge vati kurei. Saka kuti vauye nenew programs kana kuti vachinje zvinhu hatisi kuona zvichiitika. Tikarangarira kuti pa5 years oraiti dzavanga varivo mutungamiri wenyika, nokuti tinoziva kuti pa37 years yava mugabe ndo vanga vari muzvinamupembe mune zvinhu zvakawanda, vari minister of law and order, vari chiichi. Kukaitika zvinhu zvakawanda zvatisi kukwanisa kutaura nenguva yatinayo panapa. Asi isusu tinoti kune vanhu vari kumusha, ndimi makasunungura Zimbabwe nguva dzehondo, mukafidha ana mukoma, mukaita zvese. Yave nguva yekuti pamunonovhota musi wa23 muzive kuti mukomana anonzi Chamisa ari kuuya netitle deed kuti musha wenyu haufe wakapiwa maChina sezvatiri kuona zvikuita kuna ana Mutoko, ana Binga, ana Chiredzi nenzvimbo dzakawanda wanda. Saka munhu achakupai upfumi hwenyika yenyu ne60 minerals dripo ndiNelson Chamisa.
And I must say that we are still trying to get in touch with Winfred Chenjerai, Youth Deputy Spokesperson for the MDCT. He promised to join us on the show to talk about the withdrawal of his principal, Douglas Monzora, from this election. But we are having issues with the phones. We also are expecting to have Ashford Guvuriro, a ZANU-PF activist. He promised to come on the show. We are trying his two phones, but we are having challenges. If you guys are listening, if you can call us back, please do. Ngiphenduke kuwe khonapho Moringai sikhangela indaba kaBaba Monzora. Ngiyazi ngwe-Triple C uBaba Umonzora singathi is an arch rival. Ube yi-arch rival. Igaba buchamisa ikakhulu sikhangela ukudonselana ekade bekwenza kuMDC Alliance, MDC bani kwagcina sokuchitheka kisichebo sokusiba leMDC le Triple C. Kodwa ubaba uMonzora sibone sazisa namhla ukuthi hayi yena akaseke kuncintisa sephuma kulolu khetho ngoba iZEC imdlalela irafu ithi ivimbe abantu bakhe abanengi ukuthi bancintise. Ngakho yena akakwazi ukuthi angene kulolu khetho with a clear conscience encintise bona abantu bakhe abanengi behalela ukuncintisa. Olubona njani lolo daba?
Hayi, lokho is very sad ukuthi ubaba uMonzora sephumile ngoba sasimtshela sisuku MDC ukuthi hayi sisebenze sonke, but yena wahamba wasidabula, wahamba le MDC wayithatha wathi ngeyakhe. Ama-court amnika konke, bathatha lezi mali babezinikwa ephalamenti ezazimele zibe nge-Triple C, wathatha lama MP konke. So okwakathesi into esimangalisayo ukuthi sephumile, but it's a sad situation. Thina besimelele ukuthi exercise his right to contest, and ukuphuma kwakhe, we are just saying to the people of the MDC ababelahlekile behambe laye ukuthi hayi, ubaba uChamisa ukhona, we will unite all Zimbabweans. Because the Triple C is not just for ZANU-PF, it's for the national arrangement.
Semaonero enyu kubuda kwava Monzora Musarudzo idzi. Muri kuona zvichibatsira bato renyu kana kuti zvichabatsira ZANU-PF kana kuti hapana machinjiro azvinoita?
Chinonetsa vamukomo ndechekuti muno nezvinenge zviri mumwoyo make zvinonetsa. Saka kuti zvichabatsira Triple C kana ZANU-PF tichaona musi wa23, but no, tine urombo nekuti vamonzora vadhisaidha kubuda, nokuti ivo vanga vabatsirwa nemakoti munyaya dzakawanda nezvakadaro. Saka ezvinezvi vaona kuti makoti havachavasapota vobva vabuda. Saka no, miraiti one kuti musi wa23, nokuti ndo pane time yemunhu wese anenge apiwawo muto wake wokuti aexpress their opinion kuti munhu anofanira kutungamira nyika ndiyani.
Abe ZANU-PF bagcwele ndawana yonke Moringai, ngamafitshane sesivala nje uhlelo. Bagcwele ndawana yonke oKembo Mohati, izolo beseGwanda, namhla ihiwe ube obulawayo ubaba uConstantino Chiwenga, laye ugcwele ndawana yonke. Ngitsho laye ubaba uMnangagwa, bagcwele indawo yonke njalo ama-crowds abo ayi ungani makhulu kakhulu. Libona lile chance khonapho?
Hayi, into esimele sibe kwazi Mnumzana Nkomo ukuthi iZANU-PF isebenzisa izimali zabantu, ama-taxpayers money, izimali zezimra lani. So they have the advantage ukuthatha abantu from Gweru and transport them to Wange. They have the advantage ukuthi bathathe ifrema China or indizimu China bahambe lazo everywhere besebenzisa imali yami lawe. So yikho i-advantage abalayo. So ukuthi sizadliwa or ukuthi abantu bazavotela iZANU-PF ngokubona ama-crowds, hayi, mina ngikuthembi lokho. Sithi thina ebantwini bethu, omama, osisi, labobhuti lezihlobo zonke, hayi, mhlaka-23 you are free, ongayithiselwa ngumuntu, akula muntu ongasoze kuyithisela.
Siyabonga Timuringai. Let's leave it there. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to say thanks to our guest, Timuringai of the Triple C here in America. We also had praise Shama Maliko and Tafazwa Manyanye. Those are Anzisha fellows. We were supposed to have Winfrey Chenjerai of the MDCT and Ashford Guvuriro of ZANU-PF, but amafoni etu alile. Good night, Zimbabwe. I am Tungameli Nkomo.